What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
We're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
We got a hell of a day, hell of an interview. Tell the people who you are, what you're trying to do, man.
My name is Fraser Legess. I am a runner from Oklahoma City, and I run professionally for Under Armour.
Whoa. I see you representing.
Yep.
So, man, you're a professional runner for Under Armour. How long have you been running, and how did you get into the sport?
So running has been, I was a soccer player. I was an active kid kind of growing up. I was born in Ethiopia. It's an East African country. Moved out here with my family about when I was 8, 9 years old. And then we were in the South Side. And just kind of growing up in the South Side, I'm just always a soccer player, playing soccer. My senior year, junior year, kind of start to get involved in running at U.S. Grant High School. And pretty much everything kind of took off from there and was able to kind of get my education, college, through it with it. And then continue to run professionally. Now running professional for Under Armour.
What does that entail? Like, I've never heard of a professional runner before.
It's like, yes.
I'm just confused.
Yes. And that's definitely questions that I've gotten before. Running isn't, a lot of times when people think of running, it's Olympics. And it's Usain Bolt. It's once every 4 years. But running is a little bit more than that. So professional running is pretty much you're sponsored by a shoe company. And you run different events. You do different advertisements and pretty much train all year round to make it to world championships, U.S. championships, and ultimately Olympic dream. So through that, you're supported by a shoe company that helps you train, that helps you kind of get to places, and they're just a stepping stone pretty much for you. So that's my job, morning training, afternoon training. And in between there's, nutrition part, there's other things that you have to do with it, but that's a commitment that you make as a professional runner.
See, that's amazing to me because especially with like runners, no one remembers you unless you're like Olympic first place.
Yeah.
And there's a commitment that most people don't understand of like all day, every day for years.
Yep.
That kind of discipline and commitment, just, I think that's amazing. Can you just expand on that?
Running, especially and distance running, is something that I've been around, and it's like you said, it's discipline. It's being able to, honestly, distance running is pretty much doing things that you're not comfortable doing. You got to be able to kind of push your body and put yourself in situations that help you better yourself, that, see that, believe that you can do things better, you can do, you can break barriers, and that's what you're trying to do in distance running. So if it meant that you got to wake up at 4:30 a.m., 5:30 a.m. and go out for training and go out and take yourself and go run 20-mile long runs and go average, 80, 90 miles a week, that's what it entails. And, that takes a lot of commitment. That takes a lot of things, sleeping right, eating right. When I was in school and now as a professional runner, you got to have bedtime. You got to have, it's being able to go to sleep at 8:30, 9 p.m. That wasn't what a lot of my friends were doing when I was in school, when I was in college. But that's just a sacrifice that you make to reach different goals, to get to the highest stage and be able to compete at that level.
How has that helped you in the rest of your life?
I think it's helped me focus. It helped me just kind of understand that, and to be successful in anything, you got to be able to sacrifice something. You got to be able to give up something. So, and that was, that was the biggest learning curve that I had, I think, growing up was, hey, especially once I started running, and I started out at Oklahoma Christian University, and it's never been, hey, I was this famous runner from high school and out. It's for me, it's always been, the South Side kid kind of coming out of U.S. Grant High School, and then slowly making it to this NAIA school at Oklahoma Christian University, and then, you know, taking that first step to that kind of the elite stage at Division I running at University of Oklahoma, and then kind of taking another step to post-collegiate group in Indiana, and now being able to kind of, it's been steps for me. It's never been, hey, I didn't come out of high school being a superstar. I didn't come out of high school getting a Division I scholarship or anything like that, but it's been, you know, a working process. It's been being able to just kind of take it step at a time. So for that, it's helped me focus in different areas in my life that, okay, you know, if I want to accomplish something, it's just a matter of what are you willing to give up for it? What are you willing to do for it, honestly? So that's definitely changed me as a person.
What do you run? Like, you said you're long distance. What do you run professionally?
So my focus is the mile, the 1,500, the metric mile, the 1,500 meters on the track, and the mile distance. The middle distance is has been my main focus. And now, I mean, as you get older, you kind of start moving up in distance, and you got to start kind of going to the 5K, 10K, and then the road stuff, the marathon, half marathon, things like that.
So what are your fastest times?
So my fastest mile time is 3:54. Whoa. So,
and hold on, let's not move past that quickly. He did say 3:54, guys. He did say that.
Yo, that's crazy. So what is the Olympic time, like qualifying trials to get in for a mile?
So I was at the Olympic trials, and I was a semifinalist. So pretty much, you know, you make it. A lot of times you know, they take about Olympic trials. You got about 30 runners, you know, all around the nation that make it to this event. And then you have to battle through. At that point, you get to a point where, you know, the gap between, you know, 3:54 is my best time in the mile, and the world record is, I think, 3:46. And that's a lot of time for in running.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, people are running right there next to you. It's not, you know, there's about 4 second difference, but it's a matter of being able to bring it on that day and, you know, racing the best runners in the nation and trying to be a top three. So, you know, you're battling and you're going through a lot of things, and obviously distance running.
That's pressure, man.
Yeah, and there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things, and there's a lot of outside factors that come into it. There's overtraining. There's injuries that come into it because you're pushing your body constantly. You're running, you know, 90 miles a week, 80 miles a week, and doing the intense trainings, and, you know, everything has to be perfect on that day for someone to really make it. But through that, there's a lot of people across the nation that, you know, that have that dream and that work constantly at it, and they you know, they're committed to it. So you know, it's definitely an honor to be able to make it there and to be able to compete at that stage and to be able to run in front of 30,000-35,000 people and trying to make a U.S. team. So it's huge.
Yeah, man, that's definitely impressive, man. For sure. Definitely impressive. So, like, you definitely raced all over the, you know, the place, you know, all across the United States, I bet. Like, where are some of the coolest places you've raced?
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. And you get to travel a lot. You get to be, you get to experience kind of new, different areas and different running communities. And I think the coolest place for me was Bermuda. We went out to Bermuda for a track race, and a lot of times you go to these, you know, especially the islands and that kind of stuff, and you kind of see, okay, what's this place like, and you kind of get to experience that the tourist feeling and that kind of stuff. But then you see how people are so, you know, jacked about running, and how you know, they pack the stadiums and they're going crazy, and it's almost like, you know, it's more the environment that kind of pulls you. So I think for me, Bermuda's huge, and you know, you can't skip out on Oregon, because obviously that's Tracktown USA, and that's where, you know, everybody kind of the best in the Olympic trials and that kind of stuff run, and everybody there is very educated about the sport, and they know who's running and what their time is and what times are like and that kind of stuff. So I think those are the things that really you know, add to that experience of being in a different new area.
That's dope, man. That's dope. Well, the next question I have, it's a little bit on the side of your professional running. Now, you started this this group, running group, Run OKC. Can you talk to us about that? What is it?
Yeah, so Run Oklahoma City is this new group that I started this year, and it's something that honestly, since I started running, and especially my post-collegiate career, I've had a chance to go around, you know, the nation, go around different places and that kind of stuff, and see what running communities are like, and how running is impacting other people, and how they're using running to really make a difference in the community. And that's been one of my vision. That's been one of the things that, you know, on my checklist to really do is to really impact my community, the community that I came out of, the Oklahoma City community, and bring a running group to it, but in a way that's going to impact the community and self-improve self also. It's kind of like you're helping yourself, you're bettering yourself, but at the same time, we're able to better the community as a club and as a unit. So that's kind of something that I've, you know, that's been my vision. That's been something that I really wanted to do. So Run Oklahoma City is, it's just, you know, a social club, a running club that takes anybody. We don't care about any fitness levels or anything like that. You know, I do a lot of times, whether it is riding the workouts and that kind of stuff, I try to help out with that, but I try to make it fit everyone. You know, whether you're a beginner, and I know a lot of people aren't a running fan, and they're not, you know, I don't want to go out running, that kind of stuff, but it's but it's, you know, it's a group where you come out and you do whatever that you can. If it's you know, if you're starting out walking, if you're starting out you know, just coming out and just being active for, you know, 30-45 minutes, and that's where your start is. You know, everybody's not meant to just wake up and run like everybody else. It's nothing like that. So it's a matter of just working on yourself and just being better. And that's what the group does, is it kind of brings everybody that wants to do that together and give them a platform, give them a place to do this, whatever that they want to do. So if I can help it in any way that I can, and obviously my sponsor Under Armour has been huge help in that, and helping me with that and everything, putting on our first event that we did was a school drive that we did, where we went for a run, and then we did yoga, but then through it, it was a school drive where people were able to kind of bring school supplies and donate to us, and then we're able to give it to the Oklahoma City Public Schools students and that kind of stuff. So it's just ways to make a difference in our community through, you know, what I know, running, you know.
That's pretty awesome, man. We love positive stories. Can you say other positive ways Run OKC has helped, even with, like, the people involved and just the community?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things is that obviously we want to be able to give people an outlet, give people a reason. You know, running for me was a huge, a big thing. You know, it was my key. It was to different things that helped me open doors, and it's gotten me my education and that kind of stuff and everything with that. So for me to make a difference, to make an impact in someone's life, that's, you know, it's huge. If you can't, you know, if you need someone to just kind of, hey, go out and hang out with and go be active with, and that's just what we're creating. You come out, it's a fun environment, and, you know, you're doing whatever you're doing, and everything is your own pace. It's not, hey, we got to go out and do this run at this pace and do it. It's not about that. It's not about and everything. Just whatever that you can at that time, come out and do it. And if there are ways that we can help you, obviously as a professional runner, and I've coached around the community a little bit, so if I can help you out in any way that I can, I'm there. I'm willing to push anybody and be able to give them a little guidance of directions, kind of where they want to go.
Absolutely, that's wonderful, man.
Yeah. So, like, if people wanted to get out and run with Run OKC, how could they get a hold of you guys if they wanted to donate money, or if they just wanted to go out and work out with you guys?
So Run Oklahoma City on Facebook. They can find us on Facebook and Instagram. A lot of times we have different events that we host on our social media, and we get that out. So, you know, follow us.
What are the social medias?
Run Oklahoma City, Instagram, and
Facebook.
So they're able to kind of reach us out, and we're working on a couple of things on the website and everything, and get that out soon, this week or next week. But you know, they can hit us up on that. And then they can see all of our events that we have coming up. And we actually have a running event, a workout event, this Tuesday and at Lake Heffner. Just anybody can come out, ride a workout, your own pace, go knock it out. And then following that, we have our first race event that we're hosting. It's a Heffner Dam Mile. So come do the Dam Mile. That's the slogan that's been with that. So you can kind of...
So it's just a mile?
Yes, yeah, just a mile, a 1 mile race that's, you can challenge your friends. Hey, what can you run in a mile? It's been, I think, for a lot of people, last time they ran an all-out mile was probably middle school, high school, whatever, the fitness test. So it's a good way to kind of check what, your 10 years old versus the 27, 30, 44-year-old yourself can do, so that's the idea behind it. It's nothing long. Come down and sprint. We'll have bands there. We have live bands. Food. So
hate to be that guy.
So whatever that you can do, and you come out and you try to pace yourself and get it done in a fun environment. That's we got everything set up, so it'll be fun. It's kind of our goal isn't to focus much on the running part. We try to take it out and make it an event and make it an event that impacts the city, that impacts the community. And with that, we're trying to donate some Thanksgiving meals to the homeless and everything. So that's our goal with our first event. The Heffner Dam Mile is coming up. And then with it, actually, we have a high school race. We have an elite high school race that we're trying to get together. The Southside Oklahoma City schools, kind of including the metro area. So we got Norman and Westmore on that side. We got Central Oklahoma City. We got North Oklahoma City, East and West. And we're going to get three of the top high school kids to come out and run a race a mile as a team. So I think that's going to be – I'm very excited about that. It's going to be very competitive. And they're kind of the kids are finishing up cross country season, so it's just a fun way for them to come out and just kind of run a fast mile.
And definitely, running cross country, it's not the same as track for a lot of people that don't know too much about running. And I know these kids are ready to run fast by the end of cross.
They're exactly.
To, just go out and run hard. So that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know too much about too many details about it because I follow Run OKC on social media, and I was like, what is this damn mile? Like, what is going on here? What is going on? What is this elite race? What is everything going on? So I'm glad you're here to explain it.
Yeah.
Real quick though, I feel like you're selling yourself short a little bit, man. See, I went to high school with Frazier, right? I'm a year older than him. JP, we went to middle school together. We went to two different high schools, so you didn't get to meet him. But I remember this kid, right? We hung out and stuff. Tiny kid. Used to wear long-sleeve shirts in the summertime. Frazier, he was an athlete, but he wasn't, the fastest kid in the world. I mean, he put in the work to get where he's at today. That discipline, those steps that he was talking about, man, you could see them every year. He was getting stronger physically. He was getting faster. It's ridiculous to see him as a kid who didn't even, really finish a season or anything. And then his senior year, he put in that work. College, he's getting better. And then he's at OU breaking 4 minutes in the mile. Matter of fact, you're what, the second person to graduate from Oklahoma City Public Schools to break 4 minutes in the mile?
Yep.
What are your other thing? We stopped at the mile. What else have you done?
So my 5K time is 13:36. So that's 3.1 miles. So still, I'm still kind of working my way up in distances. The main focus have been that mile and half mile. So, but we're working our way up.
For sure. See, and another thing that he's selling himself short on, he's doing Run OKC. He's a professional runner. He's doing all these good things in the community, trying to, feed the homeless, backpack drives. He's a high school coach. What just happened the other day? I'll tell him what just happened.
Where do you coach at?
So I coach at Mount St. Mary High School. This year
How long have you been there?
This is my first year. So this was my first year being there and as a head coach. And it was, being around teenage kids. At first, it was scary, and you see those kids, and you're like, man, I don't know how we're gonna do this. This is my first year. It wasn't like I was an assistant coach before that in a high school or anything like that, but you know, they were very respectful. They were awesome kids to work with. And yesterday we were able to win state as a team. So
first year coach?
Yeah, that's what
first,
I'm saying. Okay. Like, this dude is selling himself short.
First year as a coach, we ended up, they worked their butt off. They were super focused. They were with it. And they were able to dethrone a team that was, that has been, I think this would have been their third time winning. They have an amazing program. But to come from Mount St. Mary kids, just kind of coming around and they ran super tough. You know, I had, I think, 6 kids in the top 16, 5 kids all state. So, you know, it took that. And I told them that, you know, it was going to be tough.
St. Mary's is a small school, right?
Yes. So, yeah, it was a small school. But, you know, this year we had a lot of people come out for cross country and track, for cross country. So it was, you know, they worked their butt off. And, you know, like I said, everything that I've talked about, just making those sacrifices, being able to wake up, being able to do certain workouts, and stay committed to it. You know, they did. And on, you know, yesterday it was nothing. It was, I told them, hey, go out there and have fun. Go out there, everything that you've, give everything that you have and leave it all on the course. And that's what they did. And to be able to, you know, it was an emotional moment for me. Honestly, I did not expect anything of it and how I would feel as a coach, but to see kids come through, and, you know, I had 3 freshmen in my varsity team, and one of my freshmen actually had an injury where he hadn't ran in 3 weeks. So this was the state race, ended up being his first race kind of back. So, but you know, he's a huge talent, and they it took everybody coming together, and they were, you know, they stayed together, they were very committed, and for them to get their first state title as for the school, and you know, it was definitely huge, and it was an emotional ride, to say the least. It was insane.
For sure. For those that don't know, too, Mount St. Mary's is in South Oklahoma City as well.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, that's a small school. I can't believe that.
Yeah. So it was it was fun. It was and you know, hard work kind of beats everything, and the sacrifices that you make, you know, to get to anything, you got, you know, that's been one of my things, has been, if you want anything, you got to be able to and willing to sacrifice something for it. There's always been something.
Tim likes quotes. I think that's the quote, Tim.
It is. Say one more time for the quote.
So, I mean, the biggest drive for me has been, and whatever goals, you know, goal setting and that, all that stuff is good, but it's, what are you willing to do for that goal? What are you willing to sacrifice for it? And there's always it's going to be a time where you're going to have to choose the direction that you want to go, and what you want to pick, and where, you know, how bad are you willing to get that? So that's definitely been my biggest thing, my biggest drive, and that's been my team's biggest thing as a coach, and you know, I think it's worked out well for me.
Sure, man. Like, how old are you right now, Frazier?
27.
27 years old.
Yeah.
You're doing great things, man. You're doing great things. I mean, here at the Positive Truth, we definitely try to provide a little inspiration. You definitely are providing that right now, man. Yeah. Goals right here.
Oh, I'm inspired right now. You said 3:54. I was like, what? I thought my 6-minute mile was cool. This is laughing at me.
For sure, though, man. You definitely, you're doing great things, and keep up the hard work. Keep on grinding, man. Everything you're doing back for your community right now is exactly what you should be doing, and it's a calling for you, for sure, man. Very, very proud to know you. Very proud that you're on here. I'm very happy. JP, you got anything else?
Nah, man, that was perfect. Hell of an inspiration, man.
For sure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys. I mean, I've been following everything that you guys have been doing, and you know, it's young people trying to make a difference in the community, and I'm definitely happy to be here and be able to get my story out and, you know, inspire people. If you want to run again, you know, come back, hit us up, Run Oklahoma City, and check us out.
Absolutely. You definitely catch me out there pretty soon. Cross country's over, so I got time.
Yep.
I'll support it from a distance. Until then, we're out.
All right, stay positive.